People on the internet are putting pressure on a theater organization that publishes a national magazine to finish a story they started reporting on back in December. An online petition has started at change.org that demands the Theater Communications Group let one of its American Theater Magazine editors finish reporting about Me Too. And by finish, it turns out that the magazine's senior editor, Diep Tran, conducted interviews with more than 100 people in the world of theater as the Me Too movement began picking up steam last year. Tran is a seasoned professional journalist who has written articles for the New York Times, Playbill, and Salon.com. Those theater industry professionals told Tran their personal stories of harassment and sexual abuse while working at regional theaters across the country, including Houston's own Alley Theater. But the allegations of misconduct that she learned about during these interviews were anonymized and reduced in stories published in December, because the trade organization was scared of the potential blowback of its members, the people who created the online petition say. The American Theater Magazine's editor-in-chief, Ron Weinhardt Kent, told the Houston Chronicle this week that this type of reporting was, quote, heavy lifting that, when it comes to a trade publication like ours, has never been done, unquote. Signing on to the petition are famous playwrights Eve Ensler, known for her masterpiece, The Vagina Monologues, Stephen Adley Gerges, known for The Last Days of Judas Iscariot, and Lynn Nottage, known for Ruined. Since the petition launched, leaders of the theater organization have written on their website that they are considering a cover story about Me Too for a future issue in the fall. But here in Houston, it's too late. Longtime Alley Theater artistic director Gregory Boyd abruptly left the Houston theater he served for decades in January. About a week later, the Houston Chronicle and other local news outlets began reporting allegations of his sexual harassment and bullying of young women under his direction. The reporter for American Theater Magazine spoke to people in Houston about their experiences, experience she hasn't been allowed to publish yet. This is Steve Gallington for the People's News.